is once a month we take a little time and see what's happening at the campus, north side of town, Marsh University of Management. Today's interviewee is Dr. Julie Stevens, Director of Job Placement with the Computer Professionals Program at MUM. Good morning, Julie. How are you?
Just fine. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for coming in. Let's talk about the Job Placement Program. First of all, I want to talk about the Computer Professionals Program in general, a pretty popular course of study on campus.
Absolutely. We've been operating close to 20 years very successfully. We've graduated probably 600, 700 students. We currently have about 450 enrolled and working throughout the United States.
What is maybe a course of study that someone would have in the Computer Professionals Program?
Well, there are several courses of work that they do. There are required classes. Things like algorithms, distributed computing, network security, those kinds of courses are required. So they complete a portion of their study here on campus, and then they work in the field, completing the remainder of their coursework by distance education, which is a very popular component of the program.
So how long have you been doing job placement, job placement coordinator?
I came into the program in July of 2005, so I'm moving into my sixth year.
So you mentioned that part of the coursework is done on campus, then part of it is done, can we say postgraduate or?
They're not graduate. They actually are working for the master's degree. And the program operates, they come to campus and they're required to be here for a period of time. We work on a block system, so while they're here on campus for about 7.5-8 months, they're completing a course every month, one course intensively. And then at the end of that particular time, then they begin working with our office and have been working with our coaches and our marketing division. They move into what we call the active phase of the program, which is the required work in the field. We like to think of it as the practical application of the program. There's the knowledge that they're gaining academically, but then there's the practical aspect. And part of the way that this works is then they work 40 hours a week as part of their curriculum requirement. They're working 40 hours at the master's level in the field, and they're receiving credit for this. So it's pushing their skills as an IT professional. It's a great program because basically at the end of their 30-month program, they come out with real experience in the IT industry.
So what are some of the sampling of some of the companies that you're placing students with?
Well, we historically probably over 800 companies. We have about 300, 350 that we consider our active base. That means that these are the people that have hired with us within the last 2.5-3 years. Some of those companies would be Google, IBM, Microsoft. We probably have over 100 students at Microsoft right now. We have placed throughout the United States. We place with the government. We have students at the USDA in Washington, National Institutes of Health. So basically just about every place, state positions in Nevada, various universities all over the United States.
By the way, we're talking with Dr. Julie Stevens, Director of Job Placement at the Computer Professionals Program at Maharshi University of Management. I happened to be reading yesterday where the job outlook for new graduates is not the rosiest that it's been in the last 20 or 30 years. But it would seem to me that a program like this is really advantageous for both the employer and the employee. I mean, you're there, you're getting practical experience, and at the end of that 30-some months or 36 months, or what do you say?
30 months.
An employer has an idea of what the employee can do. They're entrenched in the job already. There seems to be some sort of security there.
Absolutely. That's the beauty of this program, because it's a win for the employers. It's a win for the student. It's a win for the university, because basically our network grows by our success and the successful placements of these candidates. So Yes, the employers have the opportunity to, as it were, try the car out and run it around the block a time or two to see whether or not this is a suitable placement for them. The students win because they come out with a master's program. Part of the beauty of this is also based on the hire. They take out a student loan here in our community, which benefits our community. The university standing in back of that based on the offer, then the student assumes responsibility for their program costs. And so by the end of 2 years, they've been able to not only get the master's degree, have the 2 years of experience, but they come out of their program debt-free. Now, how many graduate students get to do that?
Outstanding. So what sort of jobs are you placing people into right now?
Variety of jobs. Anything you can think of. Basically, we have software developers, application developers, we have testers, we have people in database administration and the development work, we have network administrators, program analysts, we have very highly specialized skills, people that are in project management. Many of these students come in and they already have masters from their own countries. Many of them have already taught in their own country. So they're highly skilled professionals with a real desire to be here and to compete in the U.S. economy.
Again, we're talking with Dr. Julie Stevens, Director of Job Placement for the Computers Professionals Program at the Maharshi University of Management. The working relationship with the companies that that are coming in on a regular basis. Now, I know that you said earlier that over 800 different companies have been utilized to place students in. Right now you're actively working between 300 and 400, but how's the relationship? I'm assuming that it's pretty good if you have that sort of return.
Actually, some of the best business that we have is repeat business. As we tell our students, our very best ambassador, the best network connection that we can make is through them, because basically the internal referral is one of the best. Companies like to hire somebody that's referred by somebody else. And so these students go out and they are ambitious, they're aggressive, they do their job. And many of the employers then turn around and say, well, do you have somebody else just like you? And these students are networking continually. So we also talk about and helping them network with their own groups. So we do repeat business very frequently. We're very pleased. In fact, I'm working on a placement right now with Amazon, and we have 6 students at Amazon, and so referrals are everything.
You mentioned 5, now 6 years you've been doing this. How long has the program been in place at Maharshi University of Management?
Just about 18 years, a little over actually. I think officially started back in 1998 in terms of real record keeping, and the program growth started happening at that particular time.
And over that time, how many students have you placed or have been placed with from the college?
Well over 800 students. Since I've been working in the last 5 years, I've worked specifically on placing probably 450 students. We've had a huge upsurge since 2005.
So
it's just grown incredibly.
Talk about the mechanism. How is it done now? I think of in cases that I remember when I was in school, that the companies would actually come up and set up like a job fair at the school. Now, is that how it's done now, or is it done on a one-to-one basis between the college or yourself and the company?
Basically, we're not really set up to have employers out on campus. We'd like to see that happen possibly in the future, now that we have a bigger facility out there. Basically, this is a one-to-one relationship. Students have, as I mentioned, networks of people that they already know. Referrals are everything. Internal reference work. We have a marketing division that we began working with the various people out in the field that have done repeat business with us, letting them know that we have new groups of students coming into what we call the job phase program of the program. Basically, this happens about three times a year because we have three entries. So we are actively marketing all the time. The students, once an offer has been made, we have recruiters and employers that this is what they do, is they're looking for material. Students post on the bulletin boards like Dice, Monster, Career Builders. So they receive an offer, and part of our responsibility then is to work with them and work with the employer on pushing the hire forward, making sure that it's an appropriate position at the master's level, that it's they're able to live and meet their financial obligations, move that program expense forward, and just explaining and resolving any concerns or issues, because these are international students and they do require special authorization to be working in the field. It's not like just you and me that goes in and applies for a job. And so part of our job is explaining how the program operates.
Now, realizing that you mentioned some of these students, and a number of them are international students, they get their master's and they may choose to go back to their original home and apply their craft there, knowing that that's part of the factor. Do you have an idea what the retention rates with the companies are after your placement?
Many of these companies, because they've taken these students on and, as you mentioned earlier, have spent the time and really are very satisfied, then they'll want to keep them as permanent employees. In order to do that, then the students are no longer considered students. They have to become working employees. And so we work with the companies in terms of making a change of status, which is generally the H-1B. The retention rate is, I would guess, anywhere between 70 to 72%. Most of the people that spend the time training and working with these students value their employment, and so therefore they want to keep them full time.
In this training period, it seems like a novel way for a student to work, get practical experience, and also when they graduate to be debt free from the student loans. Are there other programs that offer this sort of relationship between employer and school? Because to me, it seems like a novel idea.
Actually, it is a novel idea. I know of only one other University of Northern Virginia, that actually offers somewhat similar. When I say somewhat similar, they have curricular practical training as a part of their curriculum. I don't believe they operate in the same way. As far as I know, this is a very unique program, and when I'm talking with recruiters and employers, when they call in, they're thrilled. I mean, they just think this is just a marvelous idea, because basically, as I mentioned, they have the opportunity to find an employee, bring them on, keep them on board for a couple of years in a training situation, and then determine whether or not they value them, and most of them do. So we think we should franchise it.
Understanding that most of these companies are probably U.S.-based or the jobs are U.S.-based, are there some that are international? Are you placing students in foreign countries?
Rarely do we have any international component, because they've come to the United States to work in the United States. They want to work in IT here. Now, occasionally we do have contract works that people do go out of the country for 2 to 3 months for working, but there are requirements for internationals to remain in country for a particular time, so they can't just be out of the country for extended periods of time. And as I mentioned, basically, they've come to the United States to compete in the United States, not in Russia.
How do you recruit the students for this program?
We have a recruiting division. They are continually working. That is their job. They work through marketing, through email, numerous lists. We have people that actually make trips to various countries. We've had people make trips to the South Asian countries. We've had people, we're working right now on a South American initiative. We'd like to see more hires and recruitment going on there. We're very positive about that because Brazil is up and coming. We feel like we may offer a great service to them and their particular development and growth in the industry.
You may have mentioned this, but how big is the Computer Professionals Program at MUM? How many students currently? 400?
Over 400 students.
Is it the largest?
Yes, it is.
Largest course of study.
It is.
Dr. Julie Stevens has been our guest today. She's the Director of Job Placement with the Computer Professionals Program at Maharshi University of Management. A very, very interesting concept, and you're right, it should be franchised somehow. I think more students, and in fact, probably more parents would probably be interested in this program.
I just, you know, I think when I was a graduate student, what it was like, you came out of school, and you were loaded up with debt. You had no experience, and everybody is after you saying, well, but, you know, I just need 2 or 3 years of experience, and you want the job. You've got the degree, you've got the debt load, and you can't get the job. And this is a win. I mean, this is just an absolute win.
And you come out debt-free with a practical application, and in a lot of instances, the job itself is yours as well.
Absolutely.
To hold on to and retain. Julie, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much.
And don't forget our spotlight program tomorrow. Trooper Jason Marlowe will be in the studio here. We'll be talking about the prom and graduation safety.